this is episode 2. We'll probably do this bit at the end as well, just in case we have something more interesting to say than hello, this is episode 2 of Faces for Radio. I'm Danny Lenihan. I'm joined this evening by Phil Close and Tim McEwen.
Good evening.
Good morning.
What's wrong with you two?
Well, we don't know what time you're going to publish the podcast, so we're just sort of hedging our bets.
Yeah, covering all bases.
Last time we said good evening and published it at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was
going
to happen.
Well, that's why I'm going for the good morning, because I'm betting you're going to put it on about the same time
and
tomorrow.
I know about your lethargy and thinking that you won't get around to it until the evening.
At least I don't know about your lethargy. I instinctively grabbed my... I'm going to kick it off with things that annoy us.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just just general things that just get on your thrupney bits.
Okay.
Well, I would love to talk about the encroachment of Christmas ever earlier into the year, thus diluting its awesomeness.
You're so miserable. It's December.
No, it's not Christmas, though. It's Advent. Christmas doesn't start until 12 days before Christmas night.
Do you know what doesn't happen in my household with a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old? They don't go, Daddy, it's Advent now. Let's wait till Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's because you haven't educated them.
I didn't even know it was Advent until you said so.
Well, you've never had an Advent calendar.
Yeah, of course I've had
an Advent
calendar.
Dan, do you not remember Blue Peter with the whole Advent crown?
No.
You don't remember that? You don't remember the piece of the fire hazard with tinsel on that you used to light candles on in the studio?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out. Google it.
Did you never watch Blue Peter?
Of course I watched Blue Peter.
Well, how can you not remember the Advent crown?
I just don't remember.
I mean, all three of the listeners right now will know what I'm talking about when it comes to Advent crown.
I have actually blocked out all of the sort of slightly... What's the word I'm looking for?
Rubbish?
Yeah.
Painful memories?
Painful memories was exactly where I was going with
so
that.
So basically all of the 80s.
The kind of torment and abuse that I suffered as a child.
So our schooling, basically.
Yeah, our entire school lives.
Do you consider Blue Peter to be torment and abuse?
No.
Because you've obviously had quite a sheltered life if you do.
No, I quite liked Blue Peter. Actually, I'm not even joking about blocking stuff out. Do you know what's really weird? Phil and I went on a school reunion, just under two years ago?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And there were, like, five people there who I had no clue who they were.
No, no.
And I went to school with them.
Never met them.
Not for 5 years, 11 years. No idea, and they were so offended that I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
I've just completely blocked them out of my life.
No memory of them whatsoever.
None.
How does that work?
I have no idea. We went to a really small school as well.
I think it's selective memory, isn't it? You just remember the people that actually have an impact on your life.
Well, the interesting thing here is that we went to a school in London, which you would naturally assume to be a large school. So we got the school down the road from here is... what's
Sharnbrook.
The big one? Sharnbrook's got 2,000 students or something
2,200,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just fed by all the villages in Northern Bedfordshire.
Massive.
Yeah. So we went to a school called Fleetwood, which then became Chesington Community College after we left.
It didn't have that many students.
300. There was only 50 in our year.
Yeah.
And five of them I can't remember.
And we still can't remember any of them.
300 in the whole school.
That's the price of a screen for a Samsung phone.
Incidentally, 300.
I heard that on a very informative podcast the other day.
How much does it cost to replace it, though? How much does it actually cost? I mean, is it 300 quid for the screen? Then you have to pay someone to fit it, or is that fitted?
You can relax, Phil, because that's an all-up cost. There's nothing extra to pay.
And that includes VAT as well, I take it?
I doubt that this chap was registered for VAT.
I have a strange relationship with Amazon, insofar as I think they've destroyed just about every industry in this country.
But you find them way too useful.
Well, that's half the problem. I think that's... And I'm guilty of doing exactly what...
Yeah.
I complain about, but the thing that really annoys me on Amazon is when you go into a listing and it's something. So I've just bought a load of equipment, some new stuff for the studio here, and so we can do some recording. And I wanted to read about some of the stuff I was buying because I've not used it before. And it's when somebody asks a question and then somebody replies to that question with, "No idea, sorry." And they've logged in. They've logged into their account.
Yeah.
So they can answer a question that they don't know the answer to I've no idea.
So they've
I'm sorry, they've
read the question and they felt the need to go, I must log into my account.
Imagine the person that's posted
that question.
And type
a response.
Because they get a notification because they've posted a question.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. I posted a question. I went, look, will this fit on the Blue Yeti microphone? Because I was thinking about using the USB mic. Mm. And the first response is this guy called Dwayne who just went, oh, I don't know, sorry.
Did you tick, was this... response useful?
I should have done. I should have done.
Because Dwayne deserves some kudos for that.
He just deserves a wet fish around the face at speed.
No, I don't think you understand all of the circumstances that go behind Dwayne's response.
Do you think he typed out like a whole paragraph, got to the end of it and went, nah, it doesn't make sense, and just deleted it and went, I don't know.
I mean, in the same vein as that, one of the things that really annoys me, I use eBay a lot, and one of the things that really annoys me about that is when people ask you questions about something you've listed, where the answer is clearly in the description. They've just not bothered to read the description.
Yeah.
They kind of just asked the question. Yeah. And it took them more effort than just reading the description.
But reading the description's boring, Phil. I never read descriptions.
I put some really nice pictures on mine, so...
You know. It's not even a description, though. It's when you put things like... it's when you put things like iPhone with all cables... And somebody sends a message and goes, does it come with all the cables?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's.
And then Dwayne answers and goes, I don't know, sorry. I have a submission for awesome, tragic movies.
Oh, man, you're not going to do it, are you?
Yeah, I've got to mention it. The Core.
I love The Core.
I love The Core as well. I think it's
a
just
guilty pleasure.
It is, completely.
But this is where I have to hold my hand up and say, I've never seen it.
Oh, my God, Philip.
You're in for a bad treat.
Yes, you are.
And well, it's I might leave it then.
It's about a bunch of people who aren't qualified driving what is essentially an articulated sex toy to the centre of the earth with a drill that's made of lasers that they built in 3 months with an unlimited budget made by a guy who looks like he's off his head on meth.
And everything's completely impossible.
Oh, it's the bit where they're travelling through they've started drilling through and then they run into space. And the whole thing at that point has been about how the hull can withstand the pressure.
Was there dinosaurs in the space?
Well, this is the problem. If there's that much pressure, the Earth would be imploding into the space, sure.
Have these people never seen Journey to the Centre of the Earth? It's never good to drill within the Earth because there's dinosaurs and all sorts of things living there.
I wonder how many pigeons were hurt in the opening scene when they hit the windows.
Many. Many. But I loved it when they land the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
In a... Los Angeles.
No, sorry, who lands the space shuttle?
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank?
Hilary Swank.
Sorry, I said that, bad timing. Hilary Swank.
No, Hilary Swank.
If she'd known a British person when she had decided that was going to be her stage name...
Yeah, it would have been changed.
She'd have changed it to Hilary's Bollocks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else is a truly awful film.
What's that?
And I have to just say this. Backdraft.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Come on, Phil.
Backdraft's great. The Whispering Flames.
Oh, my God. You guys can't be serious.
It's crap, but good.
No, that's not an awesome crap film. That's just,
no, I think
that's
it
just
is.
Bad.
I actually think I'd like to take that from the tragic movie section and move it into the bad, awesome movie section.
Yeah, I think I'm with Dan on that. I'm sorry to not back you up, Phil, on it, but...
I'd rather watch Towering Inferno.
Do you have any particular actors who you really, really like, who you've never actually admitted to yourself that you really, really like?
I like more Ben Affleck movies than I want to admit.
I feel the same about Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise has been in some brilliant, brilliant
films.
He's also been in some utter crap,
yeah,
though.
Vanilla Sky, Magnolia.
Yeah, Magnolia.
Oh, my God.
Eyes Wide Shut is possibly the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. Although you do get to see Nicole Kidman naked.
Again, it's a terrible film.
How far into the movie, sort of minutes and seconds, that is.
Isn't there a website that tells you those things?
Is there?
Yeah.
Do you have the IP address for that? Just out of interest.
I shall find it. No, I like that new one that he did last year, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's rubbish.
I thought it was a great movie.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie. It's like Battletech meets Groundhog Day.
It was good right up until about the last 20 minutes when they actually find the alien. And it sort of, that was poor. But the whole idea of repeating again and again and again, I loved that. I thought it was good.
No, do you know, what really ruined it for me was the last scene when he kills the alien and completely resets time. So no one's died.
That was
And you're like, that's really ruined it.
That's just ruined it for everybody who hasn't seen the film.
Spoiler warning. Spoiler warning.
Spoiler alert. Everyone doesn't die at the end.
Or do they?
Or is it actually a figment of his imagination?
You can't
no
do
one
spoiler
knows.
Spoiler alerts at the end of the segment.
No, we can edit it to the beginning.
Okay. If you listen to what I just said, ignore it. If you want to watch the film,
yeah, that'll work.
Just try and block it out.
Just pretend you didn't hear that. and move
just,
on to the next
just
one.
Imagine I'm talking about something else, like A Knight's Tale or something.
I like that movie, and I really, I mean, look, recently I've watched Top Gun again. Love that movie.
Oh, Top Gun's epic.
Yeah, yeah. And Days of Thunder.
Now, that was going to be one of my nominations for bad, good movies.
What, Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder.
Is a great movie.
Because it's got no plot.
No.
It has. It's got the same plot as Top Gun. It does. Exactly the same story, except but with cars.
They're cars.
Yeah, it is exactly the same story.
Except that the guy, Randy, whatever his name is, doesn't get ejected and dies.
No, but he has an accident. He has his brain disworking.
Disworking.
Yeah.
Disworking.
It was working better before his brain the accident.
Disworking indicated.
He has an accident and his brain ceases to function.
Were you a stunt double in that
That's
film?
The words that I was looking for.
But you said deworking.
He said disworking.
Disworking.
You sound like a Jamaican.
Yeah, disworking. I mean, going back to Armageddon, I mean, do you remember when Armageddon was out, the other film was Deep Impact?
Oh, I liked Deep Impact, but I thought it was a porno. I just imagine some guy taking a run-up. The Chinese have just banned Skype, by the way.
They banned Skype?
Yeah, they've turned around about they're expanding the internet base so that people have more access to these kind of things. And the people that own WeChat are now worth more money than the people that own Facebook. And by the
okay.
When I say the people that own Facebook, I mean Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, and his wife.
And the shareholders of Facebook.
Yes. Not to mention,
which is Mark Zuckerberg and his wife.
Not to mention the guy whose name we can't
remember.
Edward
Scissorhands?
Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands, who was the CFO, the original CFO of Facebook. I mean, I wouldn't want him in charge anyway. He's always poking people's eyes out and doing stuff.
To be honest, those scissors would be inconvenient when he was trying to do maths as well.
Yeah, well.
There's so
or
many
trying to do filing.
There's so many unanswered questions in that movie.
Or Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah. How did he go for a wee?
Carefully.
Well, yeah. Carefully? Is it? Yeah. It's self-vasectomising.
I think the biggest question is, why have scissors for hands? Why not have just
hands,
for example?
Hands for hands.
They could have done something much more useful, like graft chopsticks. He could have been the world's fastest Chinese eater.
Tim, the movie would have been really rubbish if it had been Edward Hands.
What would be funnier?
They said they had to change the name.
That's okay. So let's have a conversation about things that would be better than scissors for hands.
Well, anything, really.
Yeah, biscuits.
No, because you'd run out.
Well,
what chocolate fingers.
Yes. Edward Chocolate Fingers. That sounds like a porno story. No.
God.
November the 8th was the result of the election.
Yeah.
I remember waking up that day and just going, it's Brexit all over again.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
I think it's actually worse than Brexit. I think Brexit is survivable.
No, it's not worse than Brexit, because it's only 8 years. Brexit's life.
But it's not life.
Brexit's far worse.
We can always rejoin the European Union if we feel so inclined.
Unless we're all dead from a nuclear war started by being who's the most macho with Kim Jong-un.
Well, neither
Stop
of them.
Stop calling him King. It's not King Jong-un. He's not a king.
It's Kim.
It's Kim.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said King.
He said this to me the other day. I said Kim Jong-un, and he went... You just called him King.
You both need to learn to speak properly.
Kim.
You need to learn to listen properly.
No.
I've got headphones on, I'm listening properly.
Or as Donald Trump would say, little rocket man.
That's a beautiful impression.
Very good impression.
Do you know your skin went slightly more orange when you did it as well?
Did my hair go a bit more coiffure?
A bit more shredded wheat.
Let's get on with the show, folks.
Philip's got something that we want to talk about, but before we get to that, we did start talking about superheroes. And rather than going about our favourite superheroes, because I think that's probably dull and everyone's got their own.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of if you could have, because we've all had that fantasy, if you could have any superpower.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you know, not invisibility so I can sit in the female changing room.
I did write that on my bit of paper.
I'm sure you did, yeah. I have no question at all.
I actually wrote X-ray vision. In brackets, pervy.
Oh, X-ray vision would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because whatever else we say, that's what we really would do.
Yeah, yeah.
If we had the choice.
X-ray vision, so you can just sit there smiling all day, yeah.
No, if I had to choose one, it would be the ability to communicate in any language. So,
okay.
Like with animals as well.
So you want a universal translator?
Kind of, but so you can talk to animals too.
Okay.
Do the universe translators allow you to talk to animals? I suppose if they're different species, yeah.
Well, cat is like meow is meow in most languages.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sure. But what does it mean?
But in French, dogs don't go woof.
They go whoa, whoa.
Because Eddie Izzard told us this.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it was Eddie Izzard that told us this.
It was, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. So we have to cut that bit out then. Just the plagiaristic tendencies that you've just introduced.
Credited him for it.
Sure. So
I think one of my favourite superpowers would be flying, for sure.
But you could just use an aeroplane.
No, yeah. No, but you imagine how much you'd save on airfare.
Well, imagine how much you'd save in petrol.
Yeah, just being able to fly.
But could you carry things?
What, you mean like the family?
Yeah.
This is...
What? Yeah, would I want to?
Well, because if I could fly, I'd take the kids to school. But yeah, not if there was a chance I was going to drop them.
This is quite interesting, because in all my dreams that I had when I was a child, I could fly. I'd figured out how
to fly. Yeah, I still have flying dreams.
Do you want to know how I figured out the way to fly?
You know that you actually can't fly.
I know.
I'm just pointing
out. This is in the dreams.
But you haven't figured it out.
Do you want to listen to it or not?
Sure.
Okay, so you stand up, and you then stand on one leg by bending one one up, and then you do it with the other one.
I have a question.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that every child in the world did this. Did you ever get a blanket?
Yes.
Stand on it?
Yes.
Hold both sides and try to lift yourself off the floor?
Yes.
No.
Surely if you can lift your own weight...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You can levitate by lifting yourself up off the floor.
I want to have a go at that now.
Yeah.
I didn't try that when I was
Didn't you?
No.
You totally have to try it. Unfortunately, Newton's third law, I think it is, the every action has an equal and opposite reaction, completely precludes you from leaving the ground at all, unless...
Do you think Newton wrote that law after trying that with a blanket?
No, I think he did it in the sack race.
Yes, the sack race.
I think he wrote the second law while doing the egg and spoon.
Was that the Cambridge University sack race?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was.
Because they have a lot of those.
Yeah. But it's true. I thought everybody had done that. Have you done it?
No.
Oh. Anyway, back to my theory on how to fly.
Okay.
You just stand on one leg and then fold the other one up and you just levitate. But that's half of it. Because
how do you then propel yourself?
That's the big question. So actually what you needed to do is go downhill.
Have a curry?
I didn't think of that.
Self-propulsion.
Well, by that token, everybody in India can fly. I don't think you can use flatulence as a launch mechanism.
If you're used to curry, I don't think it has the same effect on your digestive system as it does if you don't eat it. Really,
you got to eat it every now and again to get the full benefit of the thrust.
Yeah, I eat too much for that.
Jalapenos
are my favourite food.
Do they make you gassy?
Everything makes me gassy. I don't have a burp reflex.
Well, then,
I?
As long as you can achieve the levitation as per Tim's instructions, you should be able to fly fairly well.
So basically what you're saying is I just want to clarify. If I stand on one leg and then actually just lift the other one off the floor.
In exactly the same fashion as you did with the previous one, only not putting the first one down.
Okay. You've seen too many flamingos taking off.
I've only seen one flamingo in recent time.
Yeah, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
He's guarded my garden.
So no birds now come in your garden?
Yeah, it's weird, actually. It started off with no flamingos coming in my garden since having a metal flamingo.
Well, that's
the
problem you wanted to alleviate.
Yeah, because they were all over the place. It was ridiculous. I mean, swamped.
Just getting all your krill and everything, weren't they?
But now no flamingos come in my garden.
Right.
I have no birds whatsoever. None.
Ostriches?
Nope. They've gone.
Emus?
I thought they were hibernating, but it just turns out they've left.
Birds don't generally hibernate.
Well, the ostriches that used to be in my garden I thought were hibernating, all right?
Okay.
No, it's migration with birds.
Yeah, they don't hibernate. They just go somewhere else where it's warmer.
Oh, I see, yeah. I understand what you're trying to say now.
Okay.
Because they can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't need to bury.
That's the bit I don't understand, right? There are birds that live in Luton.
Right.
If you could fly, why would you stay in Luton?
It's a valid point.
I think I think
what it is, the birds don't realise they're in Luton.
When David,
because no one's told them.
When he does Grey Planet, that is going to be the first episode.
Why do birds stay in Luton?
The non-compliant migratory factor.
I figured it out. Well, the reason the birds stay in Luton is some of them have been to Dunstable. Said it's no better anywhere else. You might as well stay here.
So their range isn't far enough. They can't fly outside the influence.
They've told each other stories.
Wait, Dunstable has the Downs.
Yeah, that's true. That's the outside bit of it.
And that is nice up there.
Yeah, Dunstable's Downs is nice. We had a nice...
Yeah, we went up there with the kites.
A couple of times up there with the kites with the kids, yeah.
Whipsnade Zoo's up there.
Yeah, true, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
another penguins up there.
So actually, your argument about Dunstable
being... They've probably been there and seen the penguins and thought, if you stay here, you can't fly.
You lose your power of flight.
So just to clarify, just for anybody who's not visited the Bedfordshire area, Dunstable's quite a lot better than Luton.
Clearly. If you say that, what I said doesn't really work. I'd like to turn into the Hulk. And have amazing strength.
That's becoming a person.
I want the Hulk's power.
Okay. What's his power?
Immense strength and rage.
Well, it's rage. Yeah, but okay, he's not controlled though, is he?
No, but he becomes invulnerable when he's
the
Hulk.
Why can't you be like Superman? He's got immense strength.
Because it's kryptonite. Anyone smart that comes up with Superman thinks, oh, he's got amazing strength. Yeah, but he's a complete pushover if you put kryptonite on him. The Hulk has no kryptonite.
I want to know why. How? So, hang on. I just want to clarify. So, kryptonite is radioactive pieces of Superman's homeworld.
That's right.
Okay.
So he's allergic to his home.
Exactly. So yeah. Why didn't that's kryptonite why affect him when he lived on Krypton?
It's the same reason birds stay in Luton. Exactly that reason.
But I've always thought this. I mean, Superman is one of my favourite superheroes.
No, because if they flew away from Luton and came back, no, they'd get really
about,
sick.
I'm talking about kryptonite now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he's effectively allergic to parts of his own planet, how is it not affecting him when he was on Krypton?
Well, that's you can't look
is
at it.
Is it Krypton
like
or Krypton?
You're not thinking of it correctly because I'm allergic to parts of this planet. And I actually live
okay.
Here.
Right, but do they kill you?
How often are we sat in an environment somewhere and I have to take a tablet?
Well, every time you drink beer.
Every time you have a beer, yeah.
Yeah. I could just stop drinking it.
Or yeah, yeah.
That it would help, because then we can talk and not just sit there listening to you sneeze.
Look at his ears.
Is that next to R. Kelly's heel?
I'm bringing my own headphones next week.
This is such an interesting story until Phil's... Hang on, are my ears like it?
Yeah.
Have I got black squares around my ears?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like, massive.
Oh, no, I haven't got black squares. I've got round... That's hilarious. Phil. You look like Elvis. You actually got sideburns.
It's just horrendous. They're all sticky and horrible.
That's why I wipe them down, but obviously what I need to do is...
maybe
week.
Buy new little snaggy headphones?
It's completely... No, just replace the rubbers that are on
yeah,
the end
I'll
there.
Do that.
Oh, shit, that's just split
go
anyway.
Into a shop and ask for rubbers.
I should do that.
You go and get a pack of rubbers.
Okay.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Faces for Radio episode number 2. I'd like to say that we talked about things that were interesting, but mostly we just drank beer and argued.
In an interesting
as is
way.
Mostly the case.
I've enjoyed it, though.
I enjoyed it. The beer was good.
We're going to do this every week.
We are going to do this every week.
It's been awesome having you as company. I've been Danny Lenihan.
I've been Phil Close.
And I've been Tim McEwen.
Yes, we've all been mildly inebriated.
Good morning.
Good night.
And good luck.